Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 8:17. We have managed to make our way above the freezing point. If you add up the, I guess the temperatures then kind of average them out, it's going to eventually go up to 51 today and then not freeze tonight, but it is going to be cold. It is currently 26 degrees in Monroe, Louisiana. I mention that because that's where our next guest, I presume Josh Stockley, is, professor of political science at ULM. How are you, Josh?
Tommy, I'm doing great. A little cold, but I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm 26, pretty cold. And you only
very un-Monroe-like.
It is un-Monroe-ish. Somebody texted in earlier, Josh, and I thought you'd get a kick out of this. The understatement of the year. I am so tired of these campaign commercials. I think we all are at the ad nauseum. I don't know exactly what that means in Latin, but they are getting us sick to our stomach. Are they moving the polls either way? Are they swinging the vote? Or has one side made a big advantage on the other? Talk to me about all of that.
Well, I don't think they necessarily swing the vote. I mean, you rarely watch television. You see an ad and you're like, oh, you know, I'm totally for this person. Normally, these advertisements just serve to remind you there is an election coming up, and they get you to vote, not necessarily tell you how to vote.
Do we look at them? Can we separate them, the political message from the entertainment part of it? And some of them are not entertaining, but, you know, we had somebody running on the North Shore now. I'm not sure what it is with a guy in a chicken suit running around. And again, I don't mean to demean that ad. It could be of substance, but it is entertaining anytime you watch a guy in a chicken suit run around. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think you can divorce the entertainment from the politics and the politics from the entertainment. I mean, that's part of the ad, is they're trying to catch your attention. And sadly, if a chicken suit catches your attention, then they've won. You know, even if all you're known as the chicken suit guy or the chicken suit candidate, that's all you want people to come away with. And so these ads, they're just trying to leave an indelible impression. You know, is that that guy, or that's the prostitute guy, or that's the coroner guy? You know, whatever they have to do to leave that imprint, that's all they want to do.
But just to be clear, if a guy was running around in a chicken suit, you would watch and perhaps derive some pleasure from that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to see some of these candidates in a chicken suit?
Exactly my point. Josh, when we come back, we'll pick it up with the polls. And yeah, I don't know. Is this one too close to call? I know you guys got margin of error involved here. If it's a horse race, is one horse moving up on the other, one of them pulling back? And is there any way anyone could make an informed prediction about the election on Saturday, particularly as it relates to the governor of Louisiana? Josh Stockley, our guest, professor of political science at the University of Louisiana, Monroe, where it is currently 26 degrees. 8:21, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Here it is 35 degrees. There, and by there I mean the University of Louisiana, Monroe, it is 26 degrees. But nonetheless, Josh Stockley, our friend, a professor of political science at ULM, has decided to brave the conditions. Well, I presume you're inside, aren't you, Josh?
I am inside.
Well, why not, you know, gild the lily if we can. Speaking of gilding the lily, when it comes to the governor's race on Saturday, I think we're all going to, with all of these races, we're all going to breathe a collective sigh of relief, and then we'll get ready for the president's race, which is going to start up in January or February in earnest. So is there any data that indicates one candidate is making a move on the other, be it moving ahead or falling back? And is that indicative as it relates to races that something's going on, or is that the way it usually happens?
I think there has been some movement in this race, some of it natural and some of it unique to this election. You know, Eddie Rasponi is the biggest mover in this race right now, but I would say that was expected to happen because he's consolidating the Abraham vote. President Trump came to town, literally our town, last week, and I think he has motivated and excited a lot of Abraham voters who otherwise were planning to sit out because they did not like the way that Rasponi had negatively attacked Abraham. These individuals have, I think, somewhat forgotten those attacks because President Trump told them to, and they are moving in Rasponi's direction. All that being said, early voting shows that there has also been a surge in black turnout across the state of Louisiana. And these are very, very, very reliable Democratic Edwards voters. So I think both campaigns are seeing a surge. I think Edwards has a slight lead at this point. However, it's going to be a close election.
At what point are people sitting at home on Saturday, either doing their grocery shopping, watching football, whatever, playing outside, playing football with the kids? And at what point does this happen where they go, oh, wait a minute, President Trump said I got to vote for John Bel Edwards? Is it that direct of a contention, of a suggestion, or is it something in the back of their mind? How does that work, do you think?
It kind of depends. I mean, I think for some people, when President Trump came to town last week, it was in the midst of early voting. And so what I think happened there is a lot of individuals then showed up on Thursday and they went ahead and cast their early vote because the night before President Trump had told them to. Mm-hmm. Those that are sitting around on Saturday, I don't know how much President Trump actually plays into that decision at that point. There's going to be this natural cooling off period. It's going to be more about them and whether they think, I think I still need to go vote, or I think I still can make a difference. I don't know how much President Trump is still playing an effect.
I guess
we'll
have to see after. Thank you, Josh. Josh Stockley, professor of political science at ULM. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Louisiana State Fire Marshal about keeping people safe as the weather cools off. Right now, time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.